Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who fashions us, the one who heals us, the one who reforms us again and again. Let us confess our sin, calling for God's transforming power. We take a few moments for silent reflection and self-examination. We pray, source of all life, we confess that we have not allowed your grace to set us free. We fear that we are not good enough. We hear your word of love freely given to us, yet we expect others to earn it. We turn the church inward rather than moving it outward. Forgive us, stir us, reform us to be a church powered by love, willing to speak for what is right, act for what is just, and seek the healing of your whole creation. Amen. Brothers and sisters, God hears our cries and sends the Spirit to change us and to empower our lives in the world. Our sins are forgiven. God's love is unconditional, and we are raised up as God's people who will always be made new. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion, in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. The reading from Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of the hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food and a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all people, the sheet that is spread over all the nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, and it will be said on that day, lo, this is our Lord. We have waited for him, so he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Word of God, word of life.
The Lord, the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it.
For he has founded
and be lifted up, O ancient doors, King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, He is the King of glory.
The second reading is from Revelations, chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice coming from the throne, saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated at the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." He also said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 32nd verse. Glory to you, O Lord. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died." And when Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and the stone was laying against it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there's a stench because he's been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, and I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you've sent me." When he said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Good morning. Good morning. We got energy today to burn. Let's use it. So do you know what today is? Today is All Saints Day. And that's a special day in the church year. It's one of the days we get to light these candles. And you know why we light the candles? No? It's one way that we can remember those that have gone before us, those that have died, those that are still with us, that have been really important, especially in our faith life, and those that we're trusting to God. But do you know there's another thing that we can remember today? Do you know what that could be? Besides death and resurrection? He's giving you a good hint. I'd listen. How about you? Do you know what other thing we can remember today besides death and resurrection? I heard like three different things. I'm going with the baptism day one. Baptism is one we can remember today. And we remember that with this candle. So that's another thing we can do with the candle, is remember your baptism. See all those lights? They've been baptized. We don't know who they're thinking of, but we could be thinking of anybody. This, too, can remind you of your baptism. and remind you that you've been saved and that death isn't the end. So that's something we can also remember, that everything has become made new. Behold, I make all things new, as we heard in Revelation today. So do you know what I need your help with? We're thinking about death a little too much today. I need you guys to help me remind them about life. So I brought some cups. Yeah, waving works. I brought some cups. What we're going to do is we're going to put a little baptism water in there, and I want you to go, and moms and dads can help here too. So let's go fill these up in the baptismal font, and I want you to go sprinkle people with water and remember life. Remember baptism. Remember their promise. We're probably thinking of death in these candles and resurrection. Let's remind them of new life and baptism. So you can hand me this cup. I'll put a little bit in here. Now go sprinkle some people and ask for help, please. Don't dump it on the floor. So here you go. Go in group. Somebody get the choir, please. And take some time. And everybody remember your baptismal promises today. Remember that all things are being made new. Yeah, sprinkle them. Remember your own baptism. Did anybody run up to the balcony yet? All right. They get the bucket. They might get us with a bucket. Yeah, keep spreading that wealth around. We need some laughter in here. We need some joy. Hey, guys are doing a good job. Keep it up. Look at that. Yeah, there we go. If we didn't get you in the balcony, make the sign of the cross on your neighbor, please. There you go. There's more than one way to remember your baptismal promise. Even if it's not water, you can remember with the sign of the cross. So once you're done, you can set your cups down here, and we'll say a prayer together as we go on our way. So you can gather around the candles. Yeah, gather. Well, we can get more water later, okay? So let's gather around these candles and the baptismal candle and pray together. And repeat after me. Dear Jesus, we thank you for saving us through grace. Let us dance in that water and that promise. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As you can tell, today is All Saints' Day. And in your bulletin, it reminds us that today we recognize God's grace to those baptized. We could even say we recognize God's grace and our being in God's family. We also remember those who have died, bearing witness to that gospel promise of the resurrection. And if you also noticed, it's going to be kind of a participation day because we need to get some energy up in here. We can do this. This is a fun day. It's a happy day. So today, I want you to take a moment. It's odd for me to say this after I said it's a happy day. I want you to take a moment and share with your neighbor, just for a minute or two, how death has impacted you. How death has had an impact on you. Anyway, take a moment and share. This is an opportunity to remember the low moment before we get to the high. So how has death impacted you? Maybe it hasn't. You can say that too. Think outside of the box if you need to. But how has death had an impact on you? This isn't a subject we really like talking about, is it? Pushing you a little out of that comfort zone today. Because death really has had an impact on all of us, in one way or another. Let's see. How many of you have been impacted by death in the past 365 days, since the last All Saints? How many of you have experienced a death? A loss. Sure. How many of you have ever experienced a loss? See? Death does have an impact on us. My experience of death has gone all over the place. It's gone from the extremely small that never even were born with breath all the way to 100-year-olds. It's a large range. And it doesn't matter when it happens. It seems like the same questions always come up, even if we think it's a good death. Why? Why? Couldn't you have taken somebody else? Why is this cancer here? Why did you give God, why did they have a heart attack? God, if you had just intervened just a tiny bit more, I could have had an extra day with my mom. God, why? We might even challenge God, just like we heard in the gospel today. If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Could not he who opened the blind man's eyes kept him from dying? Lord, it's been far too long. Nothing can be done. It's impossible. Death really does hit us, and we don't like to think about it very often. Death stings. Stings is one word for it, but we could also say death stinks. It really stinks. We know that emotionally, physically, it absolutely stinks. We heard that in the gospel lesson, that the stench is unbearable, and it's only been 4 days. And you think we're going to roll away the stone to remind us with that very real stench that death truly has some power, might have some power in our life. And it's okay to give all these things to God. We do. We ask God. We challenge God in these moments of death and frustration. We do. But you know what? He's been here before. He's been in our shoes. He's been in these moments. And God's had these reactions to death like we might have. The shortest verse in the Bible is what? Jesus wept. Jesus wept at the death of his friend, at the people around him mourning. He's greatly disturbed, filled with all kinds of emotion. Maybe it's anger at death. Maybe it's sadness in people's unbelief. I don't know, but he's greatly disturbed. God is mourning too at death. But you know what? God did something about it. God did something about this death thing through Jesus. Jesus confronts death. And not, it doesn't say, hey, do your thing, death. He says, come out. Come out. He commands us to come out. In Isaiah 25:7, we hear God's promise to swallow up death forever. So in fact, absolutely we're remembering death today because something died. Death itself died. Life, not death, has the last word. And that's something that's why we don't want to focus only on those that we've lost, but that promise. That promise in our baptism, that death does not have the last word. Life does. Revelation 21, 3 through 4 reminds us that God is among mortals. God's here with us. God is with us. Death is no more. All things have been made new. And we light all these candles as a way to remember that today, to remember that Jesus is the light of the world, to to remind us of those baptism promises, to remind us that death has been swallowed up, how we will be united in a death like his, and certainly be reunited in a resurrection like his. And one way we can remember that too is today when we gather here at the rail for communion, when we come together with all the saints, all of the Christian church, all of Christ's body, together around the bread and the body and blood. We feast together, past, present, and future, in this promise, and we come together as one. We know this to be true. So what is something you can do today as you go from this place, instead of just simply remembering this? Maybe you know somebody that has lost somebody recently, or in the past year, or at any time. Maybe you can give them a call. Be there for them. Be there in those moments of grief and sorrow, but also to be a witness to this promise of the resurrection, a way of God being in their lives too, to hear this promise in a way you can do that. Today is All Saints Day, remembering the past, the present, and the future. Not only that, but we remember that death has been swallowed up and all things have been made new. And instead of focusing on the death part, we focus on the resurrection and life. Thanks be to God. Amen.
In holy baptism, we are joined together into one communion of saints in the body of Christ. And by the baptism of his death and resurrection, we are set free. We are set free from the power of sin and death and raised up to new life in Jesus. Let us remember those who by water and the Spirit are reborn children of God and reunited with the church, the body of Christ.
O God, we give thanks to you for those whom you have called through the waters of baptism, who are washed and renewed by your Holy Spirit, especially Eva Jasmine,
Elliot Nichelle,
Savannah Marie,
Magnolia Esteria,
Noah Timothy,
Adeline Kathleen,
Reese Julianne,
Hannah Lynn,
Keegan Kelly,
Ellie Fay,
Alexander Michael,
Aiden James,
Letty Renee,
Danielle Hope,
Alea Ray,
Kaylee Joe,
Ronnie.
Merciful God, grant grace to these and all newborn servants of the crucified. Raise them by your Spirit, revive them by your word, form them by your hand, bring them to the bread and cup of blessing, that together with all your saints, they may bear witness to your grace and praise you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us remember those servants whom we have commended into the arms and God's mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light, especially Margie Jane Trees,
Gaylord Wogie,
Arnold Murrah,
Marianne Evans,
Carolyn Oberly,
David Mark Benson,
Lynn Robert Benson,
Dolores Tweeton,
Joel Mark Rolofson,
Julius Potter Severson,
Herbert Peterson,
William Billy Dean Anderson,
Cleone S. Reister,
Shannon Jean Torkelson,
Gary Eugene Sheldahl,
Ruth Vivian Westerberg,
Dennis Hansen,
Eldon M. Hagen. And to those we now name aloud or in the silence of our hearts.
Eternal God, we rejoice in the lives of these sisters and brothers whom you have drawn into your eternal embrace. Keep us in joyful communion with them until we join the saints of every people and nation, gathered before your throne in this your ceaseless praise, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
We thank you, O God, for all your servants and witnesses of times past, for Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Miriam, Deborah and Gideon, Samuel, and Hannah, for Isaiah and the prophets, for Mary, mother of our Lord, for Mary Magdalene, Peter, Paul, and for all the apostles, for Stephen and Phoebe, and for all the martyrs and saints in every time and in every land. In your mercy, give us, as you gave them, the hope of salvation and the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our service continues with the prayers of intercession.
With the people of God gathered here and throughout the world, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. Lord God of all creation, draw us into your presence and transform us to be a holy people. Bless us through your word and holy meal to show your uncommon love to others. Lord, in your mercy. Move us to reinvigorate polluted waters and air, renew fallow fields, and revive natural habitats that have been destroyed. Open our eyes to the bounty you have given us, and inspire us to tend to it, Lord, in your mercy. Fill our public servants, and we who elect them to office, with your wisdom. Let your justice flow through our government and institutions. Lord, in your mercy. Awaken in our nation to care for veterans and their families and others who have experienced the stress and trauma of war or other military conflicts. Heal them, body, mind, and soul. Inspire us to promote the well-being of those who have put themselves in the service of others. Lord, in your mercy. Unbind those who are burdened by illness or grief, and join me in praying for those printed in our bulletin. Rolf, baby Nora, Deb, Carmen, Karen, Duane, Karen, Ione, Elaine, Tim, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josie, and Amy, Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Mahal. Lord, in your mercy. Wipe away the tears of those who cannot see your life through the weight of their affliction, especially those impacted by the recent mass shootings in Thousand Oaks and Pittsburgh, those impacted by the wildfires in California, and for all individuals who suffer from persecution. Be with those who will die today. Lord, in your mercy. Strengthen and bless this congregation's ministries of outreach, healing, hospitality, music. Make us eager to receive those you send to us, Lord, in your mercy. We bless you for the lives of saints who now rejoice in your salvation face to face. Join us and all you have made righteous and preserve us in eternal life, Lord, in your mercy. And I'll conclude with a message of solidarity from our ELCA bishops concerning Pittsburgh. At the heart of our theology is the care for our neighbors. We are freed by God's grace to live out our vocation as neighbor. In light of the recent attacks in Pittsburgh and the rise of anti-Semitic speech and action, we as followers of Christ must live out God's command to love God with our whole being and love our neighbors as ourselves. For it is in the neighbor that we see the face of God. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The love of God surround you, the grace of Christ release you, and the Holy Spirit be your guide and strength, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Led on by the saints before us, go in peace to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.